All right. We next move across the ocean over to Norway, and we've talked a lot about Norway in the past, being the first country to abandon FM broadcasting and go pretty much all digital. Guess what? People aren't happy.
I figured that might
what
happen.
What a surprise, right? Well, DAB radio in Norway is close to the abyss, it says. Lobbyists are spreading a false picture of the digital transition. Over the air transition. During 2017, Norway switched off its national FM network and replaced it with DAB+. Reports distributed by DAB promoters to international media depicted the transition as quote-unquote successful. However, the listeners do not agree. Last month in the Oslo Daily Dagbladet published an Ipsos Reid poll indicating that 56% of the Norwegians are not satisfied with DAB, 31% say they are satisfied, and this is the funny one, 12% don't know.
Well, probably because they're not listening to DAB.
They don't know what happened. So like, my radio station disappeared. I don't know what happened.
I'll go do something else instead.
Trying to force the listeners to scrap their FM receivers and invest in DAB Plus receivers will come to a high cost for the three major broadcasters. Public radio network NRK has lost a considerable part of its listeners, about a fifth of it during 2017. Abroad, the DAB lobby is ignoring the awkward developments at home. The CEO of the DAB promoting company, Digital Radio Norge AS, will tell quite another story for an audience at the European radio show in Paris this past Friday. The success story of DAB in Norway is a template of what can be achieved from digital switchover, said the invitation by World DAB. Meanwhile, the Norwegians are furious about the FM switch-off. An editorial summarized in 2017 said, agreeing that the FM switch-off is something ridiculous is uniting the nation on level with cross-country skiing. Being the only country in the world to switch off FM, the listeners are now discovering several setbacks with the DAB+. For example, while driving a car with frequent DAB signal dropouts, there is no automatic FM backup signal, as in other countries with dual systems, as in Australia, for example. So what does that mean? You just get silence coming out of your radio. There have been lots of criticism regarding an impaired emergency preparedness system. Mobile and smartphones are not DAB able, as most are for FM radio. And still, millions of cars, buses, and trucks are not equipped with digital radios. And the geographical coverage of the nation, including its seacoast, was much better with FM than it is with DAB. So I'll post the rest of this story.
You know, and I think this is a good message to other countries that have been toying with the idea of getting rid of FM broadcasting and switching over to DAB. Maybe they should have second thoughts and check out what's happening in Norway before they make any rash decisions.
This conference that went on Friday, I'm anxious to see the reports from it of what the reaction was to this guy from the DAB company, you know, talking about what a great success it's been when it hasn't. You know, how people are going to react to him getting up there and you know, giving his pitch that, you know, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Well, obviously it doesn't seem like it is, and the people are not happy about it. So
they should go through a transition period when they're not just switch FM off.
Yeah, anyway. Well, give people the option, you know, that if you want to go that route, fine, but you know, your old backup is still going to be there. So rather than, you know, they're just taking a too big a plunge, I think, all at once, you know. And somewhat related story, the BBC's Nigel Fry has talked about the virtues of actual shortwave, medium wave, and DRM. In London, he says, at this age of internet censorship, it is possible that shortwave could be making somewhat of a comeback. The reality is that it has remained important in certain parts of the world all along. The BBC World Service, available on radio, TV, and online, is part of one of the largest news organizations in the world, the BBC. The weekly reach of the World Service on all platforms is 269 million people. And that is up from 246 in 2015-16. However, large numbers of the BBC audience still need international radio broadcasts delivered by shortwave. Audiences remain high. Last year, the World Service radio audience was 154.5 million people. The largest shortwave markets are West Africa, Central Africa, and across South and Southeast Asia. Medium wave is also still of importance in the Arabic-speaking world and in West Asia. So, you know, old school still works, and a lot of people are still using it. So, you know, definitely, it says, goes on to say, the BBC wants to use DRM to deliver to key markets BBC content free of gatekeepers in a form that can be easily accessed. But again, to easily access it, you need the radio.
That's it.
The digital radio. So we'll see where this all goes. But it's good to see that at least some people are beginning to realize that, hey, this isn't the solution to everything. No. And we better look at this carefully before we throw all our eggs in one basket.